Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. On October the 9th, we were blessed to celebrate the feast day of the great Cardinal John Henry Newman, who is now named a new doctor of the church. Joining me to have a conversation about the legacy of John Henry Newman, but also about the Cardinal Newman Society, is Kevin Murphy, who is the director of content for the Cardinal Newman Society. Kevin, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
I want to ask you to just share very briefly about the work that's being done at the Cardinal Newman Society. We're seeing that Newman Guide schools have been flourishing, not just in terms of numbers, but in terms of fidelity and stalwartness to magisterial truth.
Yeah, it is a great time. It is, as St. John Henry Newman would say, a second spring. We're starting to see numbers at faithful Catholic colleges, and really elementary and secondary schools as well, graduate programs that are rising because people have started to see that this is a different kind of product that's being offered compared to what they're seeing in secular education today. It really is the fulfillment of what John Henry Newman wanted, which was for us to go much deeper and to be able to offer things to people in education that are just beyond just equipping them to get a job. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just that it's not the full idea of the development of the human person, the full idea of what education is. And so you're seeing colleges and schools that are getting record numbers around the country at a time when most colleges are struggling.
The truth of the matter is the tertiary education system has been suffering for a while now, especially with its departure from objective truth and even a willingness to appeal to the transcendent reality of God. In that, and we've also seen universities with the name Catholic go down similar paths. In that regard, it is extremely crucial that there are universities that are appealing to natural law and objective truth and ultimately Christ and divine revelation in His church.
Absolutely. That is what Newman talked about. He would say that colleges that fail to offer theology and philosophy are failing in their very essence to offer truth. And if you are if you have a school and you omit the truth of the faith, of the church, of Christ, then you are not complete. You're not offering a full development for the human person. And that in itself makes you not live up to the very idea of what the name of a university is with universal knowledge.
And therein lies the massive issue. And that's why Cardinal Newman Society exists, to draw the attention of prospective students, but also parents, to the universities that are appealing to the universality of truth revealed by Christ, but also found in natural reason.
You know, I really would love to speak to every Catholic parent out there and just ask them, you know, I myself suffered from this. This is not a judgment. I did the same thing. We have a tendency to look at education as something that everybody has to go through, right? You have to go to school and you have to do these things. But we really need to stop and ask ourselves what education is supposed to be. What is it supposed to do for us? And when you look at it, the way that we have created education now in the country is impoverished. It's not the view of what Newman would want. And Newman wanted laity that were fully, you know, knowledgeable about their faith, but that in every subject matter, that Christ integrates those subject matters because He is the ultimate truth. And so when you do that, it transforms the educational landscape. And when you're being presented this today, I just tell parents this, when you're being presented today, ask them if these kinds of things are present, because if they're not, then you're buying something that isn't whole.
You're buying something that isn't whole. If you could help our parents understand that a little more, because I think that's a crucial point you're making.
Yeah, I think if you look at, again, education, and you just go in for math and literature and science and things like this, without having Christ woven into everything, integrated into the curriculum, then your curriculum is stunted. It's not whole. It's not allowing that student to fully develop And it's not what the church calls the development of the human person as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Newman argued for in his idea of a university is again, while individual subject matters are fine, but there has to be an integrated whole in order to draw all that together. Theology and philosophy and the truth therein of Christ should penetrate everything we do.
And that's precisely why the choice of a university can make or break a child's salvation and therefore future trajectory in their continued sanctification.
You know, I know you know this because I've heard you say it before on the program. You talk about that because I think that's what happened in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, for there's a gentleman by the name of Rich Olin, mm-hmm. who is a youth minister in Southern Maryland and had never really been involved in youth ministry, got involved in youth ministry, invested himself in it and said, I'm doing all this hard work with these students. And then they go off to a secular college and within the first semester, they come back totally changed. All the things that we worked toward have been robbed of them. And they go to these places and they're victims in a sense. And he says, you know, so I changed the way I've done things. He actually escorts students on a tour of Newman Guide colleges. And what he's starting to see is he went from zero kids going to Newman Guide colleges to the latest one was 55 students
mm-hmm.
are now going to Newman Guide colleges because of that. It's just, I would ask the parents to just visit the Newman Guide colleges, go in on CardinalNewmanSociety.org, look at the Newman Guide colleges and go visit them. I mean, some
right.
of these can be woven into a vacation, you know, down at Florida, or you can go to Washington, D.C. And, you know, whenever you do that and just stop by some of these schools.
Now, considering all that you've just shared, I want to ask if you could appeal to the person of John Henry Newman and therefore the namesake of your work and how his ethos, his rapprochement between reason and faith is what drives the mission of the Cardinal Newman Society forward.
That's exactly right. You know, it's easy to compromise. It's easy for people. You mentioned it at the opening of this segment about people that get to use the name Catholic,
mm-hmm.
but in the essence, not really deliver on that at all. And that is confusing to the general consumer. You know, as a marketing guy, one of the things that I look at is a brand that delivers on its promise. In the name Catholic, you have a promise. And you have to deliver on that promise in order to remain a brand in which people seek and which people will find. And if you look around the country, there are many times where families will move. They'll move because they think a school is good, or they'll move because they think a school district is good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you measure it on Newman's vision of what a faithful Catholic education is, with all of the senses, with theology and philosophy embedded in all of those subjects, and that you realize that if you don't have this, it's not that you're trying to be some, you know, holier than thou person.
Right.
It is because it is ingrained in what true education is. That's what Newman argued for. And if we don't find that, then what we're purchasing is a shell of what education should be.
Right, right. And I'm really glad you're speaking that as boldly as you are right now, because parents need to know this, that we can get our children into the best universities and the best jobs in the world, but if we haven't set them on the trajectory of heaven, we've really failed in our vocation as parents.
And I when I hear those words, I'm convicted. I'm doing this. I come to the Cardinal Newman Society because I myself have made those mistakes. I've assumed that the school with the name Catholic is doing what it's supposed to be doing, and then found out that it wasn't. And then same thing with the universities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the universities are, I mean, they're following business models that will attract the most amount of students in many cases.
Right.
But they're not giving you what Cardinal Newman wanted and what he envisioned as the newest doctor of the church.
Yep. Well, Kevin, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for your very rousing exhortation to parents. My guest has been Kevin Murphy. He is the Director of Content for the Cardinal Newman Society, and the Society has put out a print version of their catalog, but over and above that, they're showing that Cardinal Newman Guide schools are flourishing. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.